Here's King Rose, a man much like himself, Beaumans reflected. First he plays to make sure he doesn't lose, then he worries about the win. He watched Tokar roll a six and send a piece on an extravagant tour in which he took three men from his nominal ally, Glory. Treacherous, too, Beaumans thought. That's worth keeping in mind. He asked Stancil, "Where's Cleet?" Tokar said, "He decided to stay with the Teamsters, thought we were crowding you too much." "I see." Jasmine won that game, and Tokar the next, whereupon the antique merchant said, "That's all for me. Take my seat, Beau. See you all in the morning." Glory said, "I'm done, too. Can we go for a walk, Stance?" Stancil glanced at his father. Beaumans nodded. "Don't go far. The guards are in a bad mood." "We won't," Stance said. His father smiled at his eager departure. It had been that way for him and Jasmine long ago. Jasmine observed, "A lovely girl. Stance is lucky." "Thank you," Tokar said. "We think she's lucky, too." Snoopy made a sour face. Beaumans allowed himself a wry smile. Somebody had a crush on Stancil. "Three-handed game," he suggested. "Take turns playing the dummy till somebody is out." He let chance have its way with the players' throws, but turned fives and sixes for the dummy. Snoopy went out and took the dummy. Jasmine seemed amused. Snoopy squealed delightedly when she won. "Glory, I won," she enthused when her sister and Stancil returned. "I beat them." Stancil looked at the board, at his father. "Pop, I fought all the way. She got the lucky throws." Stancil smiled a disbelieving smile. Glory said, "That's enough, Snoopy. Bedtime. This isn't the city. People go to bed early here." "Aw," the girl complained, but went. Beaumans sighed. Being sociable was a strain. His heartbeat quickened as he anticipated the night's work. Stancil completed a third reading of his written instructions. "Got it?" Beaumans asked.
"I guess."
"Timing isn't important, as long as you're late, not early. If we were going to conjure some damn fool demon, you'd study your lines for a week."
"Lines?"
Stancil would do nothing but tend candles and observe. He was there to help if his father got into trouble. Beaumans had spent the past 2 hours neutralizing spells along the path he intended to follow. The Moondog name had been a gold strike.
"Is it open?" Stancil asked.
"Wide. It almost pulls you. I'll let you go yourself later in the week." Beaumans took a deep breath, exhaled. He surveyed the room. He still had that nagging feeling of having forgotten something. He hadn't a hint what it might be. "Okay." He settled into the chair, closed his eyes.
"Domni," he murmured. "Om Muji Domni, Haikon Domni, Om Muji Domni."
Stancil pinched herbs into a diminutive charcoal brazier. Pungent smoke filled the room. Beaumans relaxed, let the lethargy steal over him. He achieved a quick separation, drifted up, hovered beneath the rafters, watching Stancil. The boy showed promise. Beau checked his ties with his